Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Bannon conviction. If this is treated like an ordinary case, two misdemeanors in the District of Columbia, at most probation. What do you think of this verdict, and what do you think of what's likely to happen to him?
Entirely predictable and entirely in violation of the Constitution. The only provision of the Constitution which appears basically twice is trial by jury, in front of a fair jury. Number one, he didn't have a fair jury. Number two, the judge took his defenses away from him. The judge denied him a jury trial. They wouldn't allow him to put on evidence that he believed that there was an executive privilege involved and he wanted a judicial determination before he violated the executive privilege. That issue could not be presented to the jury. So as I predicted on this show and other shows before, the conviction was a foregone conclusion. The only issue is, will it be reversed by appeal, either by the appellate court in the District of Columbia or by the Supreme Court? I think it's very likely that this conviction will be reversed at some point.
I suppose the political overlay is the obvious. I mean, I always like juries, respect juries. I've tried cases before juries in this community. Sure. But this is a community of 94% Democrat.
Well, not only that, but probably 97% Trump haters. And all you had to do is, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this man Bannon worked for Trump. That's the end of the case. And then he wants to put on a defense that he was executive privilege. And the judge says, no, the jury is not going to hear that. So even if there were a fair jury, the judge denied the jury the basic facts. And so the issue in this case has always been a legal one. When Congress holds somebody in contempt and that person invokes privilege, do you get to prosecute or do you have to go to a judge first, get a judicial order, and then if the defendant violates a judicial order, obviously that becomes a crime. That didn't happen here. That didn't happen in the Navarro case. And the Supreme Court's going to have to resolve that issue. And I think it was resolve it in favor of requiring a judicial order before Congress can hold somebody in contempt. That's a major constitutional issue.
Take the United States today. It is living under a kind of totalitarian culture which has never existed in my lifetime and is much worse in many ways than the Soviet Union before Gorbachev. Go back to the 1970s, people in the Soviet Russia could access BBC, Voice of America, German television, if they wanted to find out the news. If today in the United States you want to find out what Prime Minister Lavrov of Russia is saying, can't do it. It's barred. Americans are not permitted to hear what Russians are saying. Can't get Russian television, can't access Russian sources. That means also that fine American journalists like Chris Hedges, one of the best, is cut out, barred from Americans because he happens to have a program running on RT, Russian television. You want to find out what the adversary is saying, which is of utmost importance. You can maybe tune into Indian state television and find it out, or you can read it on Al Jazeera. But the United States has imposed constraints on freedom of access to information, which are astonishing, and which, in fact, go beyond what was the case in post-Stalin Soviet Russia.
So there you have it, folks. I mean, even Alan Dershowitz, even Noam Chomsky, Russell Brand, these are classical liberals, well known as being on the liberal side of the political spectrum, but they see the danger of what's happening in the U.S. right now. And let's just call it what it is. It's the Democrat Party. It's the American left turning into a Stalinistic, Hitler-esque, authoritarian regime. And that's what's going on. And so anybody in denial of that is only welcoming their own demise. Anybody in denial of that is only welcoming the own shackles that are going to be put on their legs and arms and mind. No, it's dangerous where things are going in this country. And our only hope is that Americans realize it soon enough to stop us from going down this dark path.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've done now 2 hours of one of the most important transmissions of InfoWars history. And I'm sure considering the current news cycle and one of the biggest stories ongoing right now, I'm sure our audience number is up today. And I haven't even plugged yet, okay? So you have to understand, you know, part of our own problem with not having a bunch of money to run the place is our own fault. Because we look at the information, we look at where the country is going, and it's just like, that's top priority all the time. And then you just kind of hit this point, you're like, oh yeah, I got to fund the operation so that we can stay on air. And I won't pontificate too much on this because it's kind of embarrassing, actually. It's nauseating. I mean, if you saw the legal bills that we have to pay here, and I'm not even complaining. I mean, I obviously like our lawyers, but it's like I'm at the premiere of Alex's War this weekend, and you know, a bunch of people are coming up to me, and it's like a bunch of lawyers coming up to me, and I'm just with other friends and other people. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a lawyer. I'm like, how many lawyers do you have? I'm like, well, I'm in like 6 cases all the time, so. Yeah, there's a lot of lawyers involved here. But that's just what we deal with. That I'm not even sitting here complaining. I'm just telling you what's going on. Well, we're able to fund ourselves by selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me just explain something, too. Yeah, the supplement industry is a growing industry, and a lot of these top supplement companies make tons of money, gobs of money. That's because their margins are wide because they sell you a very low-grade, low-quality product at a high price. So they have big margins. And they're able to get in all the big box stores. They're able to get in all the convenience stores. And you know what their model is? It's sell supplements for profit. And then all that profit is just profit. Well, we operate a little differently. We sell the highest quality supplements with the lowest margins. That's the operational procedure here at InfoWarsStore.com, is find the best quality supplement and then undercut the market at the price. And so that's what we do. So we have thin margins. That's okay. Here's the problem. InfoWarsStore.com doesn't exist to make money in and of itself. InfoWarsStore.com exists to make money to fund InfoWars. So you see all these stories like, oh, InfoWarsStore.com, they sell the supplements. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars, all this stuff. No. If we make $50 million selling supplements, $45 million go into running the company, and then whatever's left goes into paying the crew. So, yeah, I get it. Oh, they say, well, look, supplements, they make so much money. The money made just funds the operation. They always tend to forget that aspect, or they intentionally forget to mention that. Now, having said that, Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been one of the top-selling supplements. Really, it's not a supplement. It's a drink mix, but, I mean, it might as well be a supplement. It's been the top rated, the top selling drink mix that we have, and it sells out a lot. Now, I've been a big fan of Vitamin and Mineral Fusion since we introduced it probably about 5 years ago now. I always have it in my pantry, and I learned also a while ago, because, folks, we only have 1,000 bottles of this. I mean, that's how hard it is in the Biden supply chain to even get product to sell. And so I'm not even going to go off on a jag here about the Biden supply chain that we could tell you all about how bad it is just from our own experience in the market. It's really bad, but I'll just stop right there. We were only able to secure 1,000 bottles of this. It might sell out in less than a week. This is one of the most popular products we've ever put out. I always make sure I have it in my pantry. That's what I'm saying, is I usually buy 5 at a time just so next time it sells out, I can be stocked up. It's been sold out for so long, folks. I'm even out of my backup. I'm on my last canister. I'm out of my backup. So, I mean, I know I'm going to be making a bulk purchase. I know there's going to be a lot of people in the audience making a bulk purchase. But you know what? We're not even going to sell it at full price. We're selling it at a discount. 25% off. We could actually sell Vitamin Mineral Fusion probably for more money right now, and it would still sell out. Instead, we're going to go 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I mix it up every morning with a glass of my filtered water with the filters from InfoWarsStore.com. And just right there, you're getting 100% of your daily value of so many different vitamins, so many different minerals. It's all right there on the label. And that's what we do to fund ourselves. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, only 1,000 canisters. That's what we were able to get, folks. I'm sorry, I wish we could have 10,000. But we were only able to secure 1,000. We're still selling it at 25% off. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And we hope that you will continue to support us and shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, plus just all the other great supplements that we have there as well. Okay, quick programming note. I am going to be hosting the War Room today. And so you see I've got a lot of news on my desk here. I haven't even covered a single news story yet. I'm going to be doing most of my news coverage coming up on the War Room today at 3 o'clock. So if you're looking for the daily news, 3 o'clock when I start the War Room, we're going to be delving into all the news, all the big video clips. I do have Savannah Hernandez coming in studio in about 20 minutes, and we'll be talking to her about her recent reports. She just goes everywhere across the country, asks people about gas prices, how they feel, asks people how they feel about Biden. She goes into the inner cities where it's just, I mean, just overwhelmed with drug addicts. It's actually really sad, some of the stuff that she captures. She goes out there braver than most journalists, by the way. So we'll be discussing that with her coming up. And then again, I'm going to be doing all the news coverage in the 3 o'clock hour. So let me do this in the meantime. You know, here's what, because it all kind of comes back to the same problem, and that's there is a very small group of elitists. The best way to trace it and track it is via the World Economic Forum. Their leaders, what they're doing, like, for example, oh, they had the uprising in Sri Lanka. The president steps down. World Economic Forum injects their operative into that presidency now, and now they've shut off the gas, and you have to have a QR code if you want to get gas. That's the World Economic Forum. So when you hear statements like this from Jacinda Ardern, the failed leader of New Zealand, she's telling you the truth. I mean, she's as corrupt as the day is long. She's as bad as it gets when it comes to leadership roles. But she is being honest. They're the voice of truth. You don't listen to anything else. Here's Jacinda Ardern out of New Zealand telling you how they really feel. You shut up. You have no authority. You have no rights. You have no free speech. We're the authority. We're in charge. You listen to us, and you sit down, and you shut up. Here she is saying it in clip 2.
The most up-to-date information daily. You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumour you may hear, covid19.govt.nz. Otherwise, dismiss anything else. We will continue to be your single source of truth. We will provide information frequently. We will share everything we can, everything you are, else you see, a grain of salt. And so I really ask people to focus.
Well, the greatest example of that appears to be this text which originated in Malaysia and has become a viral hoax in Australia and in New Zealand. How irresponsible is it the people that are sharing that news of a lockdown imminent in New Zealand?
Yeah. And look, that's the kind of thing that adds to the anxiety that people feel. So I continue to share the message. New Zealanders must prepare, but do not panic. Prepare. And when you see those messages, remember that unless you hear it from us, it is not the truth. And I really ask people, just visit covid19.govt.nz. It has all of the up-to-date information. And we will continue to provide everything you need to.
Now, if you don't understand how dangerous that is, if you don't understand how dystopian that is, I just don't even know if I can help you. But see, this is what the World Economic Forum does, is they give you female leaders, so it has that kind of motherly, feminine look to it, when really it's a blood...
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a phenomenon happening right now, and you're seeing it somewhat represented in Congress with individuals like Marjorie Taylor Greene or now Myra Flores. You wish you had more examples of men doing this, but sadly not so much. We do, however, have a powerful statement from Rand Paul that I want to play here in a second, but let me just kind of lay out the buildup here. Is justice blind? When Democrats are in charge, she is blind, deaf, and dumb. Now, that's the headline from Jim Thompson at Red State, but everybody can now see how Democrats have politicized every department of the U.S. government. The FBI, the DHS, Border Patrol, the executive branch, the judicial branch, the court system, I mean, everything. It's never been a better example. Colbert staffers get their charges dropped for illegally entering the Capitol. Trump supporters still rot in jail for the same thing. David Hogg gets to stand up and disrupt Congress. No charges. Owen Schroyer still in court for something that happened over 3 years ago now. So it's never been more obvious. Democrats can break the law, do whatever they want. Hell, they even riot and burn down cities. It's never been more obvious to the average American people who the bad guys are. Not even necessarily say Republicans are the good guys. It's just obvious the Democrats are the bad guys. Obvious that's the party of evil. And now the two standards of justice have never been more clear and present either. And so some people are emerging now. I don't want to say the victims of this, but that's just the truth. I mean, Steve Bannon is a victim of the corrupt Democrat Party. Steve Bannon is a victim of the two-tiered hierarchy of justice now in this country. And of course, there was a powerful interview over the weekend, Steve Bannon and Alex Jones. Steve Bannon tells Alex Jones he's one of the greatest political thinkers since founding fathers, one of the greatest since the revolutionary generation. A very powerful interview, Bannon and Jones. And then over the weekend, you had Glenn Greenwald here in Austin, Texas, who did an interview with Alex as well, at the premiere of Alex's War, which, let me just say this, Alex not able to be on air today. Not sure when he will be back on air, or quite frankly, if. I'm not trying to be doomsayer here, but I'm just telling you what's up. So, Alex's War premiered this weekend. It was Saturday here in Austin, Texas, and I just want to say something here. I'm speaking for myself, and I'll go ahead and speak for Alex. I never do that, but I will right now. We just want to thank everybody that came out, and there were so many influential, great people that came out. Thank you guys so much. We had such an incredible time. We met so many great people, shaking hands, taking pictures, everything. It's just, I wish we could have really, like, live streamed and televised the whole thing, because if you could see the love behind Alex Jones and the love behind this movement and the friendliness and the smiles and the patriotism, everything. It's the exact opposite of everything they want to represent us. But it really was a great event. Thank you to Alex Lee Moyer for such a great documentary. Thanks to Play Nice Productions as well. Thanks to everybody who came out and promoted it and are sharing it. But here's what it is. As Rand Paul says, there's going to come a day of reckoning where people will rise up. It's going to be peaceful. going to be legal, it's going to be lawful, but it's going to save this country and it's going to save the planet. Here's Rand Paul saying just that on Fox News this weekend.
All right, tonight yet another example of left-wing violence. The same radical group offering bounties for the locations of any conservative Supreme Court justice and now attempting to shut down the congressional baseball game. According to this group, no Republican deserves peace ever again. Senator Rand Paul, no stranger himself to violent agitators, has been attacked at least twice, including one instance right after the RNC convention when the senator and his wife, surrounded by far-left lunatics and rioters, barely got out of there with his life. And, of course, the incident with the neighbor. Here now is Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. You know, Senator, I know Washington, D.C. is not far off from New York in terms of their lack of willingness to prosecute people that are violent. At least in Kentucky, the guy that attacked you, as I understand it, paid a price, right?
Ultimately, initially a Clinton judge gave him 1 month, which is what you might get for shoplifting. Came back later, and another Democrat-appointed judge, but a more fair-minded Democrat-appointed judge, gave him another 8 months. So he got 9 months. But we still have our major newspapers, both the Louisville Courier and the Lexington Herald, writing op-eds saying that it was justified, the attack on me was justified, and that I deserved it because I'm somehow a provocative person, that my interviewing and my style of interviewing Fauci and others is provocative, and therefore I deserve violence. They're still saying that in the newspaper. One of our newspapers employed a young man who tried to assassinate the mayoral candidate of Louisville. He got 2 days in prison, and he was released. The Black Lives Matter bailed him out after 2 days, and he worked for the Louisville Courier. We now have a new writer for the Louisville Courier who's been arrested for violent assault, and now he's writing that the violence against me was justified, but he's previously been convicted of assault also. So, yeah, the left wing is egging this on. And if we want it to end, we've got to lock people up. The violent people need to be put away for as long as we can put them away.
It seems like, okay, in real time, I was on the radio on January 6th. I condemned what was happening. I condemned it that night on this show. And yet in the summer of 2020, your Democratic colleagues were either completely silent because it was their base that was involved in the looting, the rioting, the arson, the attacks on police. Thousands of cops injured, dozens dead, billions in property damage, 574 riots, very few prosecutions in this case, even though we have a wealth of evidence. Where are the Democrats that are lecturing us on the need for safety and security on the one riot? Why aren't they speaking out against the 574 other riots? Where's that committee?
Think about that. Think about this. In a woman in her 60s who's getting cancer treatment wanders into the Capitol during all of this, wanders out, doesn't harm anybody, is not involved with violence, and she gets longer in prison than the, people trying to assassinate a candidate get. Or, you know, it's just amazing what we're doing and who we're letting off of this. But ultimately, there's going to come a day of reckoning where the people who live in New York City, crime disproportionately affects those in poorer neighborhoods and those who are minorities. One day they're going to rise up and say, we've had enough. The Democrats are not protecting our children. Kids are dying at the bus stop. Kids are dying on the subway. The Democrats don't care about your kids. And it continues to happen decade after decade. There's going to be a day that people are going to wake up and say, we've had enough. We're going to vote for law and order. And Lee Zeldin is the law and order candidate. So I think there is a chance that people will say, I don't care, black, white, whatever, I'm not associated with any party. I want a stop to the crime, and we have to put people in jail. I think that's coming.
I think a big pushback is coming on a lot of issues, including we need law, we need order, we need safety and security to pursue happiness. Parents want reading, writing, math, science, and computers in school. They don't want, whatever political agenda is being rammed down kids' throats. And they also want lower gas prices and elimination of the inflation record high that we have. Not hard. Senator, we're glad you're safe. Thank you for being with us.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, Savannah Hernandez in studio to tell her tales of going around the country, asking people how they feel about gas prices, seeing the drug addiction in the streets. That's coming up next.
sold out for more than 6 months. Our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Joined in studio now by Savannah Hernandez, been working for Truth Social, going across the country, really covering a wide variety of topics. She goes down to the southern border, does incredible coverage there. She goes out into inner cities, and, she deals with some of the most deranged crackheads you're ever going to see on film. We'll talk about that. She interviews people about gas prices, also some strange stuff
as far as monkeypox rights or monkeypox protests. This is a whack one, but we'll discuss that. But Savannah, let's start at the border. You've been covering the border a lot. You've been to Arizona. You've been to Texas. You've been to California, I think, too, covering the border issue. What are some of the things that you've covered that you've seen just being boots on the ground down there talking to either Border Patrol people or the illegal immigrants or just local residents? What are some of the stories that you've covered that you don't really see getting national attention?
Of course, same thing as always. National Guard feels that they are National Guard feels that they're, of course, just very overwhelmed with everything going on right now at the border. I was actually talking to a couple of the members off the record, and they were telling me what they're experiencing with the cartel. One National Guard member found this man who the cartel dipped his head in acid, right? So it's just a clean skull, flesh on his body still, and the cartel is leaving these types of people, these carcasses, these dead bodies there for them to find as an intimidation tactic. So that's one thing that National Guard, Border Patrol dealing with. We also have, of course, the huge influx of migrants, the people in these local communities of Eagle Pass, Texas, really feeling the implications of the open border, feeling like the federal government is working against them with everything going on here. What we're seeing on screen is some of my coverage from Yuma, Arizona, where you can go and from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m., you're watching floods of people, hundreds of people just walk over en masse. There's probably five or six Border Patrol agents there trying to apprehend all of these people. What ends up happening is because it's such a large group, sometimes they'll get tired of waiting and they'll just run into the local farmers' fields, therefore destroying their crop, ruining their property. So this is what Americans at the border are experiencing every single day.
But it's not even really, they're not even apprehending them. They go to Border Patrol. Border Patrol under Biden is now the final piece of the pipeline that is the illegal immigration process. It's not that they're not apprehending them, they're not sending them back. They run to Border Patrol because Border Patrol processes them to get them to their final location somewhere in the U.S.
Yeah, exactly. And Border Patrol, too, was telling us how they basically feel like Uber for illegal immigrants at this point. And they're
except they don't get paid.
Yeah, they're extremely upset because they're like, you know what, we're basically just an Uber service. A lot of these migrants come over, they're extremely entitled with their mentality of like, okay, I just walked a long journey across the border. I just walked through multiple countries.
I was promised money and housing, and give me my money and housing.
Yeah, you need to come pick me up, process me, and take me into America. And we have to keep in mind, too, that a lot of these migrants are getting a notice to appear because people will look at my reporting and say, look, Sav, it looks like you're reporting that Border Patrol is apprehending these people and just letting them go in America. And I'm like, well, what they're doing is they're giving them a notice to appear. So they're basically saying, okay, we're going to allow you to stay here in the States. Make sure you come to this court date so we can work out your immigration status. Of course, many of those people, the majority of those people, not, going to those notice to appear court dates.
I forget what the rate was. When I was down there a year ago, we were talking to some insiders that told me the rate is like 15%, I think, that show up for their court cases on these deals.
Very small percentage. And also, we saw the new DHS numbers come out about gotaways, right? Because we're seeing the apprehension numbers. We're reaching historic rates under Joe Biden's administration. But what about the gotaways, the people who didn't get apprehended? And keep in mind, the reason why these people don't want to be apprehended is because they're human smugglers, drug traffickers, they're members of the cartel. We just arrested Border Patrol just arrested not one, but two sex offenders, one of them a child sex offender, just the other week, because those who are not trying to be apprehended are the worst of the worst coming over. So in the fiscal year of 2021 to now, we've had almost 1 million, it's a little bit over 900,000. In the fiscal year of 2021, it was a little bit over 380,000. From October of 21 to now, to this point, we've seen, I believe, like 600,000, it's doubled or tripled since last year. So
the numbers are out of control. I mean, really, we don't even know the numbers. I mean, they tell us we've had 2.5 million illegal entries just this year alone, but,
yeah.
but who really knows the numbers? And what's amazing here, so what I was told a year ago, and I don't know if this is still the case, they under Trump, they used to have some sort of a policy to try to keep track of these people where they would have the ankle monitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, they don't have 2.5 million or 3 million or 5 million or 10 million ankle monitors or however many they would need. So when Biden reopened the border and the numbers started to influx, they canceled the ankle monitor policy to make sure people would show up for their court dates. And then they only applied it to if you came into the country and you were on a terror watch list or a criminal sex offender list or one of these violent criminal lists, they would still let you in. You'd still say, okay, come in, but we have to put an ankle monitor on you. By the way, half of them just cut it off and then they're just gone. So it doesn't even make a difference. But, oh, they'll let you in and they'll give you an ankle monitor. Most of them still don't show up. They just cut it off. They're in the country. They're good to go. Terror watch list, rapists, pedophiles, they all get in.
Well, you have to be progressive and inclusive. You have to remember that, right? So, you know, maybe you're a child rapist. Maybe you're involved in some human smuggling, some drug trafficking.
Yeah, we need more diversity.
Exactly. I mean, look at what's happening right now in Los Angeles with their district attorneys and not allowing prosecutors to come to these court dates, right? When these rapists are out on parole, they're now barring these prosecutors from coming because we have a society now that is pro-crime and, I guess, anti-justice. That's why we're seeing this every single day. And it really is heartbreaking to go down to the border and watch these people pour over en masse, because I will be very honest with you. Many of them are morbidly obese. They're wearing brand-new clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's essentially a
new cell phones, too.
The new cell phones. And it's a joke, okay? So they're coming over. And the reason I've talked to a lot of my friends who cover the border extensively, and they say, well, a lot of them will, you know, put on a brand-new outfit because they know the media is going to be there, and they want to look good as they're crossing the border.
Some of them are coming and go straight to parties. I'm not even kidding you. They literally come in and they go straight to parties, folks.
They go straight to the bar to celebrate. I mean, I've seen it. And again, too, I've talked about the rapidly changing demographic in America. You know, I go out and I do a lot of man-on-the-street reports. That's usually what I do the most. And up in Dallas, for the first time, I ran into a language barrier because I'm running into Cubans, Venezuelans that don't speak English, who, of course, have just crossed over to the border. They've just gotten to whichever city the NGO gave them a bus ticket or a plane ticket to. A lot of them heading to New York, actually. I went into Piedras Negras, Mexico, because I wanted to go ask these people, hey, exactly which state are you going to and why? And they're telling me how many of their friends are already over here, which states they're living in, how many of their family members are heading over as well, and which state they're going to.
Yeah, tell me, I was going to ask you that next. What states do you hear the most where they're going?
New York, surprisingly, and it's funny because I actually went straight from the border in Texas to New York, and I could see in live time the huge demographic change. You're seeing the illegal immigrants all over. A lot of the times my friends will be like, come on, Sab, you can't tell that person's illegal. And it's like, no, I can. I can tell they don't speak English. I can tell they just got over here. You can tell by their brand new clothes. You can tell by the fact that they're flooding our airports right now, and they all have, of course, the documentation that they received from these NGOs. So again, you know, I come up here, and this is a very repetitive thing. This is nothing new that I'm talking about, but more importantly, it's like, if this continues to go on for another 2 years, where will our country be? I'm already seeing the very open change. What's it going to look like in 2 years?
I remember I was down at the police station here. It was probably like 2 years ago, maybe less. I was down there filing a report or something, and there was a gentleman outside, middle-aged gentleman, who looked like really like in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out there, and I'm walking in, and he kind of like comes up to me kind of aggressively, didn't touch me or anything, but kind of comes up to me like I couldn't really understand what he was saying. He needed help or whatever.
Yeah.
He couldn't speak English. He looked really desperate, really out of his sorts. And I walked into the police station, and I said, before I even was filing the charge or whatever, I said, hey, you guys know there's a gentleman outside. He looks like he's in real trouble. Do you know what's going on? And they just said, oh, yeah. He's been out here. He's been out there for 3 days. He's an illegal immigrant. He keeps asking us for rides, asking us for money. And it's like they just tell him to go back out. So they come in and they have nothing. They don't know what to do. They were told they're going to have all this free stuff. And they just show up and then they just wander the streets of the U.S. and expect people to pay their way.
Exactly. They're being exploited. They're being exploited by the cartels. And it's very sad to see what's being allowed to happen with our open borders policy. So thanks. Great job, Joe Biden.
Yeah, and then they do these photo shoots. By the way, folks, this is totally, look, most of these people don't even know what's going on politically. They're just coming here for free stuff. They don't know Biden. They don't know the difference between Biden and a biscuit. But, oh, hey, put on the Biden shirts. Look, they love Biden. Look how great Biden is. No, it's an illegal immigrant invasion to collapse our economy.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms. cramps, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Studio with us from Truth Social does great work out on the streets, and you actually wanted to correct me on an issue because I was saying they showed the picture of all the people in the Biden shirts, and I'm saying that's just a photo op. Most of these people don't know Joe Biden from a biscuit. It's kind of like how the same struggle Joe Biden has. He doesn't know himself from a biscuit either. But all jokes aside, you were saying that's not totally the case, that they're actually getting propagandized before they get to the border.
Yes. So I've talked to a lot of people in the right wing specifically about my reporting, and they'll say, well, let's bring over the Cubans and the Venezuelans because they're fleeing a communistic or socialistic state. They understand true oppression. They understand it.
Yeah, like we have refugee side. We have refugees and we have asylum seekers. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I talk to my friends about this, and I'm like, well, this is actually a really interesting angle here, and I want to go talk to the people coming over here because, you know, right now we're seeing all of these, oh, Hispanics are fleeing the Democratic vote, and it's because, of course, Hispanics are very primarily Catholic. They're very family-oriented. They're very pro-life, very religious. So, of course, the Democrats stand for everything that they hate and despise. So I'm talking to these immigrants, and I'm like, you know, what do you think about Joe Biden? And a lot of them view him as this nice man who's giving them an opportunity for a better life, giving them the opportunity to work. And he opened the borders for them. And so, you know, I can see the mentality from a lot of people of like, okay, well, these people are fleeing oppression. They understand what socialism looks like, so they're not going to vote it back in. But in reality, they're voting for Democrats and they're voting for Joe Biden because they see the Democratic Party, as we all know, as the nice party that gave them that opportunity. So they're going to give them, in turn, their vote.
The free stuff party. And then the other level of this, too, is they have all these church groups involved in this. They have all these Catholic church groups involved in this. So then they come in and they go through Catholic church groups or these groups and they think, oh, this is good. It's a Christian Catholic thing I'm getting involved with, too. But no, it's all cartel run.
Exactly. And it is so funny, too, because, again, I went from Eagle Pass to New York. So I'm talking to these migrants who, you know, were extorted by the cartels, extorted by the Mexican police, dealt with human trafficking, drug trafficking, saw people get murdered in the Darien Gap. Like, they dealt with all of these very horrific things, talking about what's going on in their country, their tyrannical government. And then I go to New York, and I'm looking at what Americans, okay, are focused in on. And I'm in the middle of a deodorant-free monkeypox protest about how that is the greatest thing that's facing our nation right now is the monkeypox and, I quote, pandemic. It's ridiculous. And it's just so funny to me to see the disconnect between Americans and the issues that we're focused in on versus what's actually going on at our border.
Okay, well, we can transition to this now. I've seen some of this footage. I don't know. I think you put a lot of it on band.video, maybe all of it. But this is some of the craziest footage I think you've ever gotten. There's really no sense of reality, common sense. I mean, this is just total Twilight Zone stuff. These people are out here protesting monkeypox, or they want free monkeypox vaccine.
I didn't even know how to cover it either.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Protesting monkeypox, and they're mad that the government is not providing them with more vaccines for monkeypox, which, again, only affects the gay community. And so I talked to a lot of my friends about this, and they're like, well, it's a little bit hard to talk about monkeypox because we don't want to just straight out come out and say it's a degenerate disease that comes from having promiscuous sex and orgies. And so, of course, what I love to do with these types of things is let the gay community speak for themselves. So that's what I did with this interview.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to play any of this, if you want to pitch to it, but this is some of the this is some of the most wacky stuff, the most nonsensical, what planet did I wake up on stuff that you've ever seen. Literally, like, at least some of the stuff you can kind of understand and make sense of where it's coming from. This is like you're on a different planet now. What in the hell is even going on? I don't know if you want to play some of this footage, but it's like... But it's true. 99% of the monkeypox patients are having anal intercourse. That's just a fact. It's an STD,
orgies.
Essentially.
They're in orgies, and they're upset at the government because after they contract an STD from being in a gay orgy, they say that it's because of monkeypox, and it's because of the government's response to monkeypox. Yeah, we can play a little bit of this video because it's, again, listen to this own community from their mouth themselves, how they're contracting monkeypox and how it is spreading. So you're just talking about sex work, monkeypox. For the communities who maybe don't understand what monkeypox is, can you explain it to us?
Yes, well, monkeypox is an infection. I try not to say monkeypox so much because it would be racist, but it has a terrible effect, and it has a lot to do with robbing, and it has a lot to do with robbing body parts. That's why it affects people while engaging in sex. And for that, it is important to know that for some people, sex is not just pleasure, it's also work, like my community of sex workers.
So as a sex worker, how has your community been impacted by this talk?
Well, it is being terribly impacted in the fact that many of us are very scared, right? And because of that, we are making decisions not to work.
So are people in the community having a lot less sex, would you say, because of the fear of monkeypox?
Unfortunately, a lot of people are choosing not to have sex. But for sex workers, that's not the choice at times, because that depends if you eat or you don't eat. So that creates a whole mental health issue. Imagine, like, if you're working in a donut place, right? And you have to live with anxiety of getting something all the time. That's our life.
So I'm not even going to try to make sense of that. Instead, let's do a logical comparison here. That would be like a drug dealer. Let's say that there's been a bunch of, I don't know, let's say AIDS or something that's been spreading because of needles, right? And this guy sells heroin. And you go up and you say, hey, you know, there's been a big outbreak of needles spreading AIDS in New York. And the drug dealer says, yeah, as a heroin dealer, this is impacting me. People aren't doing heroin anymore. It's really such a tragedy.
It's a mental health crisis for me because I get anxiety now. What if I get AIDS from doing heroin? Like, I can't live that way.
Yeah. And so, I mean, but it's just what's so amazing to me is, OK, yeah, you're afraid you're going to get monkeypox because, you know, the activity you're doing is causing monkeypox. But somehow that's society's problem.
And that's what I wanted to highlight, too, with this interview, is that our society is so degenerate and we are so far away from God or any foundation of, you know, traditional family or decency, that these people are out in the streets of New York on a Sunday at 6 p.m. protesting because they can't be involved in a disgusting orgy. I'm just going to be very honest with this. They're up there and they're protesting because they can't be involved in this promiscuous, unprotected sex. They think that the government should be responsible for them, and they're dealing with what they say is a mental health crisis.
The sign literally says whores for public safety. I mean, whores for public health.
Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Vaccines for sex workers. What, do they want it for free?
Yeah, pretty much. They're blaming the government for their own bad decisions. And I'm like, how about you just don't be a degenerate and you don't have sex? And then it turns into this whole argument of like, well, I have to have sex. And I took video of some of this person's speech, and she goes, I wish I was at home screwing somebody right now, but I can't because of monkeypox, because I need the vaccine. Everybody needs this vaccine, and the government hates us, and they won't give us this vaccine. And they're literally using the reasoning as to why they need it. So they can have promiscuous sex. It's so degenerate. Like, they're not.
No, it's honestly, it's wild, because I remember growing up and I went to a Catholic grade school and then a Christian high school, and they would do fear mongering, and they would show you images of STDs and all this stuff to try to, you know, make sure you don't have promiscuous sex. You could say it's a bad thing, good thing. I'm not claiming either, but I'm saying, oh, wow. There's general awareness being raised that STDs are spreading, and now we know how they're spreading, and so people don't want to get an STD. Like, oh no, and that affects me as a whore. Like, oh, what a tragedy. But I guess they want free stuff. They want respect. They want us to be enraged for them. It's like, no, that's your issue. You're going to have to find it out for yourself.
And again, everybody's focused in on monkeypox when our border is wide open. I went to New Yorkers as well. And another one of the videos I conducted is, what is the craziest thing you've seen as a New Yorker? And I did this to highlight how degenerate and how much our cities have degraded to where people are watching, crack addicts rub feces on their face. And they're like, that's just a normal day in New York. You see it all the time. One time a guy was selling me crack while he was peeing. It was just a funny thing to see. And I'm like, does nobody understand that this is not normal, and this is not how we should be living in America?
And by the way, when they ran these studies in New York, it wasn't just that 90, I think it was 98 or 99% of the monkeypox were homosexual men having anal sex. Almost half of them had HIV. So they're running around having multiple sex partners at these orgies being HIV positive.
This is too much. It truly is. And it's the best part about New York, too, is that they're protesting against monkeypox, the dirtiest city I've ever seen in my life.
Like, trash. It's literally a mountain of trash.
There was hot trash everywhere. Even the New Yorkers were laughing, and they were like, it's hot trash here. It is what it is. I was going up to them, and I was like, your city stinks. There's trash everywhere, and there's crackheads shooting up.
And you know what's so sad, too? It really is a reflection of our society, because people move to New York because they want that.
Yeah.
Like, they want that degenerate lifestyle.
The
they
worst
want
part,
that degenerate
there's
society.
Kids that are playing at this park 50
oh,
feet
boy.
Away,
well,
people are shooting up, and the parents are just like, oh, this is just New York. That's just America.
Now the kids are getting monkeypox, and it's confirmed they had contact with gay men. I mean, geez, folks. So, Savannah Hernandez, thank you so much. You can find her channel on band.video, by the way. Gerald Celente takes over. I'll be back hosting the War Room. All the news, all this news on my desk that I didn't cover, we're covering it all in the War Room in an hour. But Gerald Celente takes over the Alex Jones Show now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.